Now joined by the head coach over at Grundy, our five for the Lady Panthers softball team, and Chelsea Jones. Been a little bit of a struggle for Grundy, looking to get that consistent play, and been taking some games on the chin. 15-0 loss to Tri-County, 12-1 to Winston, 15-0 to that strong North Harrison team. A couple of losses, one to Milan, one to Tina Avalon on Saturday over at the Milan tournament. Green City, from what I've seen, Coach Jones, it looks like Green City kind of struggling in the same vein a little bit. Are you looking at that game, from what you know about the Gophers, is a game where you feel like you can kind of get a little bit of momentum going tonight?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping to see. After watching them on Saturday over at the Milan tournament, I think if our girls come out ready to play tonight, they should be pretty competitive in that game.
So, obviously, North Harrison, Tri-County for that matter, too, and I think Winston's much improved this year. So you ran into some tough competition last week. What's been the toughest kind of barrier for the girls to break down here to get to that next level?
Honestly, I think it's just getting some runs on the board. You can't really tell by our scores, but the girls have really improved their batting this year. They're just, you know, hitting right at the other players, and so we haven't been able to do anything with our bats.
Is there a feeling that are you pretty competitive early, but you're just trying to hold those runs off the board and you're not able to get runs themselves, and you kind of know in the back of your head, man, we give up a big inning, we're going to be in trouble? Has it kind of been that way early for Grundy?
Yeah, I've kind of noticed back and forth. Some games we start out kind of rough and then we play really competitive the last couple innings, and other games it's been the opposite.
The two road trips, really good softball teams, Tri-County and North Harrison. I think clearly they've established themselves as, if not the top two, two of the top two teams in the HDC. Winston at home, yeah, is a little bit more competitive, 12-1. Did you feel like did the girls play better on the home field against Winston, Coach, or were there things that you noticed at Jamesport and at Eagleville where you felt like they made strides?
I felt like the girls hit really good over at Eagleville. But like I said, they were hitting right at their players and couldn't make anything start from there. Of course, we always love those home games, especially like Winston and other conference games like that.
Two games in a day is it's a little bit different. I know some of the girls are familiar with that with summer ball and whatnot. But was it just a challenge to A, play on a Saturday over at Milan and then have two games in one day? Or did the girls handle that pretty well?
It was kind of a challenge. That first game, we only had 9 girls eligible to play from just different things, got some injuries, stuff like that. And then second game, we only had 10, so kind of battling with that low numbers thing going on right now.
I would assume that you probably won't be full strength necessarily for this week. Well, what's kind of the outlook for getting some of those girls back?
Well, we had one go down against North Harrison. So she's out for the remainder of the season, but I think we got one that'll be coming back later this week, just not sure how full swing she'll be tonight or tomorrow night.
Was the one that you lost against North Harrison, I always hate to hear about injuries, was it a key, a kind of middle-of-the-order type player for you, Coach?
Yeah, it was. It was actually one of our juniors, Daya, so she went down Thursday night, and so losing that, you know, seniority right there with the junior players is always going to be rough.
Absolutely. Playing time for somebody else, but you hate to hear about the injuries at this point. We were talking off the air before I hit record, Coach, and you got 4 games in the next 5 nights, and I haven't checked the weather forecast all that close for this week, but from what I think I've seen, the weather looks like it's going to be decent, so the girls are going to be really busy and have opportunities to improve on the field instead of at practice this week.
Yeah, and I feel like even just last week, having several games has really improved with the girls. Their batting's getting a lot better. I think just getting in that routine of playing every day instead of practicing every day with a game every, like, once a week has been a huge factor in that, too.
As you mentioned, the girls, they've been hitting into some tough luck, hitting a lot of atom balls, as I call them, where you hit the ball hard, but it's right at somebody. Would it help if, yeah, and perhaps the girls are, but it sounds like they're hitting a lot of hard ground balls at people. Would you think it would help the batting average to get that ball elevated more often?
Yes, it definitely would.
Yeah, get it to the outfield. The key to that, you know, a lot of people think you have that uppercut swing. I know some girls are awfully good at that, but a lot of those girls have power to hit over the fence. is getting the ball airborne, is in your mind, Coach, is it just that level swing that, that gets that ball over the infield?
Yeah, at least in their minds. And then I've noticed some of them have a baseball swing when they start doing that. So we've been working on, you know, trying to keep that bat level as they're coming through and not just chopping at it.
Absolutely. What are you hoping for this week, Coach? With four games, you got a game tonight, Tuesday night, Thursday up at Mercer. You got Brashear coming to Galt on Friday. What are you hoping for from the girls this week?
I'm hoping to keep them all healthy, for one, and then just see some more improvement with them. Clean up a few errors on the field, and I think we'll be pretty competitive.
Now, Green City tonight, these are all 5 o'clock, with the exception of at Mercer on Thursday. That is 5:30. At Green City tonight, 5. Tri-County at Galt tomorrow at 5. Mercer on the road Thursday at 5:30. Brashear at Galt on Friday night at 5. Coach Jones, appreciate the time. Good luck this week.
Thank you.